Oh, yeah. It's a Friday morning. Hey, good morning. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And we got the whole gang here today. Myself, Joe, Mackenzie, led the web girl on a little vacay. That girl's got more vacation days than all of us. We have to get new contracts. New contracts. I demand negotiations. Producer Pork Chop, intern Glow Money, holding things down in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now is our technical producer, Lenny Bree. Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joseph. I'm fantastic. Happy Friday. How was your day yesterday? You had the day off?
It was good. I think I woke up like this naturally because we get up at ungodly hours, but I laid around about 8:30 in the morning in bed, which is really late for me, and it's still freaky. You're like, oh, I gotta get to work. But I was like, oh, no, I'm off today. So it was a good day. I got some stuff done around the house. I am just turning into, like, fix-it man mode. Like, I fixed our one dimmer light on our fan. I'm trying to figure out, like, little stuff like...
get it, boy.
I don't know. It's like where you put your sink, you pull the little thing up to stop the sink, and then bring it back down. It's broken.
I need to do that. Because I feel like I need the drain to go faster.
I was going to say, I worked on that, and I won't do it. Not that you're a dirty person, but I got like this little snaky thing you put in there, and I pulled out a thing that looked like from The Ring. So, no.
Like hair and goop.
Yeah, so the previous owner had some long hair.
Oh, grossy. Well, the cool thing about living, like where I live,
yeah.
I can have the maintenance man come.
Oh, there you go. Like, see the maintenance man? There's a clog.
He is so sweet. He's like, Kinsey, he changes my light bulbs. He put in a whole new thermostat.
Put in a whole thing of cameras in your room. I mean, this guy's amazing.
He's so sweet. So shout out to him. Oh my gosh, you guys, I can only talk about this early. Lucy has a new request from Santa, my 9-year-old, and I'm freaking out. In fact, I DM'd Pork Chop's man about it last night. Are you ready for this?
Wait a minute. What would she talk to him about? Okay.
She wants from Santa a chinchilla.
Oh, right. Those are the things that take a bath in the dirt, right?
I have no idea where this came from. And she's like, Mommy, you don't have to worry about it because I'm asking Santa for it. And she's like, she wants a chinchilla. It is like a little, it looks like a mouse bunny. Like, they're cute, but I don't know if I'm ready for this. Because like half the time she's at her dad's.
So you then have to take care of it.
Like, its name, she wants to name it Pepper. But I'm like, I don't. Are they nice? They bite fingers. If anyone has experience with chinchillas, I would like to hear.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I babysat one for a week. Like
what
my friend.
What are they like? Is this a bad or good idea or bad?
They are the cutest. They're so sweet and so cool. The
really?
Best part, my favorite part, is when they take a bath. Like you literally.
Do I put them in a bath?
No, no. They take a bath in sand and dust.
So are they icky and dirty?
No, they are the cutest little things. So you get like this little sand, put it in a little box,
okay,
and then you put it in the cage, and then it bathes whenever it wants to. And you have to watch a video. It,
okay.
Like, it's a, I'm trying to think of something clean I can say. It's like a, I'll tell you off the air.
I'm worried you're going to say something not
it's
clean.
Like, it looks like an adult toy, and it's like.
Oh, a battery-operated boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It, like,
okay.
Shakes around and rolls around in the dust.
What are their little poo-poos like? Are they like little balls like bunnies?
Think, yeah, like tiny. I don't know.
Okay, so
remember.
It's not going to be a whole deal. Because I would obviously love to get a puppy. It's just I travel a lot, and we live on the top floor, and I was like, oh, that's going to be hard to go to the potty.
Oh, what if the chinchilla got loose and ran all about the building? You'd never find them again. It's like your neighbor's like,
I just didn't know. So you think they are cute?
Yeah.
She wants from Santa. So now I'm on the
Santa
hunt.
Should visit
get
where
her,
my boyfriend works.
Get her a stuffed chinchilla. Like, oh, Santa thought you wanted a stuffed
dude,
animal.
Dude, I put chinchilla in to like look up what they're all about. If you and there is chinchilla like coats and stuff are crazy. I saw a coat for $63,000.
Well, get her the coat. Like, she'll appreciate it.
Oh, sad.
No. Fish, you want the pet.
For the chinchilla coat. It feels like it's alive.
They don't have red eyes, do they?
The saddest
one. They don't have like demon red eyes. They're like little cute brown eyes, right?
Yeah, okay.
Sweetest.
Side scared. Note, how many chinchillas does it make to make a chinchilla coat?
Probably a lot.
Does anybody have a chinchilla coat you could donate to Mackenzie?
No way. She's asking Santa for a chinchilla.
Would she know the difference between a chinchilla and a hamster? Not saying she's dumb. I'm saying is she young enough that you'd be able to like oh
no.
Here's a chinchilla.
Oh no, she is smart as it smarter than me. She knows exactly what she wants, and she doesn't want a white one. She wants a gray one.
I was like, okay. Well, we're gonna have to get some marker out.
some spray paint.
Some spray paint.
All right, we just offended all of our PETA listening audience.
I know, right?
We it's would okay. never do that yeah, ever.
No, of never. Course not. Of course not. Pork chop.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good.
Is that where you're buying spray paint from Mackenzie?
Yesterday was like my third double in a row. I worked at the, you know, here yesterday morning, and then I went to the steakhouse, and I did all right. Did pretty good.
Made that money.
Yeah. I got to serve a table of seven all by myself, and I did not mess up, and they were really nice.
That's cool. What's the biggest table you've ever served, like, by yourself? Not with other people.
In my Applebee's days, I probably served a party of 20 or 25.
God, how do you even do that?
I can do it. There's one time I had, like, 13 tables by myself. Yeah, it was like around the weird lunchtime. They usually only put one server on, but like we just got slammed and there's like 13 tables.
You're like, I'm going to make $12 today. Yeah.
I killed it.
All right, cool. Interclo money.
I don't think she hears you.
How was your day yesterday?
She's back.
Good. I had class from the time I left here till 9 p.m. Ugh. And I had a final yesterday.
How did it go? We were praying for you.
I think it went well. It was just me making a video, and he played it in front of the whole class. So embarrassing, but I survived.
Ooh, that's fun. Those are my favorite classes.
I kind of want to see the video now. All right, well, hey, we're glad you're here. She's shaking her head. No, leave me alone.
My favorite were, like, oral presentations.
What?
In class. When you got to give presentations.
Okay.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, it is tea time. We are kicking things off with Camila Cabello, and she's saying why she did not kiss her man, Shawn Mendes, at the American Music Awards.
I actually just get shy, weirdly. I feel like I would kiss him, like, in the dress rehearsal, but then, like, we're on stage, and I'm just like, I don't know. Something stops me.
Or are you really not in a relationship with the guy, and you've been doing this for publicity?
Just conspiracy theory continues, because we were like, hey, when they were singing Senorita, it's so hot, so sexy, they both look amazing, and they didn't really kiss, and we were like, what?
Look forward to them getting a movie deal soon. They're really good actors.
Well, moving on to Alanis Morissette. Okay, so her classic, You Oughta Know, everyone, pretty much like 99% of people were like, yeah, that's about Uncle Joey from Full and Fuller House, Dave Coulier. We're like, girl, set the record straight finally.
No revealing, but I am intrigued at the fact that more than one person has taken credit for it. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you want to take credit for being the person I wrote You Oughta Know.
Right.
There's been about six people that have taken credit for it. And I just think, you know, if you're going to take credit for a song where I'm singing about someone being a d*** or an a**hole, yeah, you might not want to say, hey, that's me.
I'm telling you, it is Uncle Joey.
It is. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
You know, she has such an eclectic taste in men. She also was with, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, from Uncle Jesse to Ryan Reynolds to
man, Alanis Morissette does it for me. I had a crush on her. I remember, like, when I was a little kid watching her on TV. I'm like,
girl. Yes, and she is coming back with a bang, so be on the lookout for new music from her. And Eddie Murphy, he sat down with Ellen, and he talked about the upcoming release of Coming to America 2.
I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. Yeah, because that movie, more than any picture that I've done, I don't know what it is in the culture where, like, on Halloween, some people get dressed up as characters from the movie. So a lot of people had this expectation. People would say to me when they found out I was doing it, don't that movie up. Don't mess it up. And I said, what? So it's like, we've gone above and beyond what anybody would think. I'm really, really happy.
I'm definitely in for that. It's going to be awesome. He also was joking about the reaction he gets when people find out he has not one, not two. He's got 10 kids.
It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like it's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah. You're doing your thing.
Eddie Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work to get 10 women pregnant.
Dang, and talk about expensive. You paid for all those kids. He will be hosting SNL on December 21st, so I cannot wait for that as well. Lady Gaga is talking about her 10-year plan.
Okay. More music. Not retiring anytime soon. All kinds of different music. I want to do more movies. I want to have babies. I want to continue to build the behemoth that is House Laboratories.
Yes, honey. I can't wait for Lady Gaga babies. That'd be so cute. Can you imagine?
Little monsters
little
for
monsters,
real.
Little itty bitty monsters. You go, girl. Now it's inspiring me to make my own 10-year life plan.
Any more monsters in the plan?
Oh my gosh, we had psychic, celebrity psychic Natalie Tomlinson on the show yesterday, Joe, and she said, I'm going to have one more.
Ooh, what if she's wrong and it's twins?
Ah!
One more birth, but two more babies.
I can't handle that.
That would be amazing and good for the show. So I say let's do it. Intern Chloe Money, we got to thank you because we know you love sports, but you really bring the heat.
Yeah, we love your twist, doll.
I don't know why you guys keep letting me do this, honestly.
All right, let's get into
it. Intern Chloe Money.
Live Sports Minute.
Let's do this. Yesterday, Thursday night football, Dallas Cowboys dropped to 6-7 on the season after getting defeated by the Chicago Bears, who handed them their defeat of 31-24. Indianapolis Colts will play Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday at 1. Houston Texans will be at home to play the Denver Broncos this Sunday at 1 as well.
That should be an easy win.
Yeah, not kidding. The Broncos suck.
I'm sure. I trust you on
Texans
that
are on fire, by the way.
Fantasy football playoffs are happening soon-ish.
Fantasy? No, she said fancy.
Fantasy.
Oh, sorry. Fantasy football playoffs.
Say that one more time, Chloe Money. We love it.
Fantasy football playoffs are happening soon.
Ooh, bring your whip to the fantasy football.
I Googled for the dummies how this works. If you want to know, Mackenzie.
She plays fantasy football.
Oh, are you sure?
No. Shots fired.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I didn't think you knew how fantasy football works.
Just stop while you're ahead. Another
okay,
burn.
Never
all the
mind.
Dummies out there.
No. It just happened to be the website. Anyway,
you're
lucky, let's keep going.
I love you, Chloe.
Hey, wait. No.
I love you, Mackenzie. I'm sorry.
I had three players in last night's game.
But you're right. No, I was just in the league. I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you were talking about the attractive players.
The Micaritas was my team, and I chose the hottest players, even if they weren't even in that week. Anyway, go on.
I know he has a broken leg, but gosh, he's cute. I'm going to start him.
He's sexy as hell.
Yeah, that's how it works. Adam
you got to go.
Vinatieri?
Yes.
Vinatieri. Oh, I will actually be with him on Thursday evening. We're doing a presentation together.
Oh, interesting. Well, he's limited to participating last Wednesday during practice. He isn't going to be participating anytime soon because they haven't really heard back any solid leads on what's up with his knee, so he might not be able to play this Sunday.
Yeah, his leg's busted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not sure what remains, how he's going to be for the rest of this season, which kind of sucks, I guess. Also, veteran Adrian Peterson and Calais Campbell and Thomas Davis Sr. Did I say their names right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, sound great.
Sure. They're among the 8 finalists for the NFL's Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. The league also revealed finalists yesterday. Among them is Indianapolis wide receiver T.Y. Hilton.
Hey, oh, cool. Nice.
Yes.
T.Y.
Basketball Pacers are playing with the Pistons tonight at 7 p.m. Then they're playing tomorrow, the Knicks at 7:30. What?
No. What's so funny?
It's just the way
they play.
Like, yeah. So the Pacers are playing.
Can you ask your mom if I can come over?
The Pacers are playing with the Pistons.
See,
tonight.
I love Chloe again doing this.
Not Chloe. This is. I mean, I'm not knocking Liv, but this is the best thing I've ever heard.
Sweet. Well, they play tomorrow with the Knicks at 7:30 p.m. Victor Oladipo is not playing, and he hasn't played since January. He's got that ruptured quad tendon in his right knee. He's missed more than 10 months, which doesn't sound good. The team announced Wednesday that there isn't really a timetable for his return.
Aww.
So things are happening slowly. Baseball. Astros on Thursday traded one of their outfielders, Jake Marisnick.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
sure,
that's how you say it.
To the Mets for a pair of new guys, Kyle Tucker and Miles Straw. And they should be making the big league roster in 2020. That's
nice,
it.
Nice.
That's
yay.
Intern Chloe's Sports
Money,
Minute.
It was a mess.
That
no,
was,
it
no.
wasn't. That was amazing.
Honestly, I know you want to get into morning radio, but I would look into sports talk.
Sweet. I'll look into it.
I think you found your home. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Okay, Mackenzie, I saw this and I was like, wait. Does she like blueberries or does she like blackberries? What's your favorite?
Both. Oh, you mean martinis?
Well, yeah, I guess either
when
way.
When it comes to martinis, honey. I like a good blueberry martini.
Okay, well, then maybe if you like blackberries, be careful too. This is a hepatitis A outbreak linked to fresh blackberries. It's now sickened at least 16 people across 6 states. The CDC announced the outbreak back in November, which at the time affected 11 people in 3 states. And they're saying that they were bought at Fresh Thyme Market. You ever been there? It's impacted 6 states: Indiana, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Missouri.
I have, not from Fresh Thyme though, but I do have blackberries, and I'm freaking out in my fridge right now. I'm gonna toss them.
Yeah, I don't know. Be safe instead of sorry. Okay, I don't know much about art. Do you consider yourself like an art connoisseur? Do you know, like, oh, that looks really appealing to my eye?
Yes, darling.
Okay, would you pay $120,000 for this? Because it just sold for that. A banana duct taped to a wall.
Like a real banana?
Yes. What Porkchop now just made a $120,000 piece of art. He's holding his banana that he's having for breakfast. Well, whatever he's doing with it, against the wall. They duct taped it, and it sold for $120,000.
So not a picture of it. The actual banana with duct tape on it?
Which is going to rot and be disgusting. This weekend, I'm going to make apple art and kiwi art and
it's like when they give like those elephants, you know, they put little paintbrushes and they paint something that's like... And then that sells for like $50 million.
My dogs are crazy. I'm going to put like a paintbrush to their mouth. And just
or on their tail.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, look at that. That is by Benny and Paddington.
My daughter is so artistic and my mom is an artist. So it's like it skipped a generation. I have no artistic ability whatsoever.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, good for them. Maybe they'll make some money. But you and I, we got bananas and pork chop. That's all we got. Mm-hmm. Okay, this survey is very interesting and I think very true. It just says recently that Americans can barely get through an evening with their family before needing a break, like the holiday season that we're in. 75% of people, so 3 out of 4 of us, say that they will need to get away from their relatives and indulge in some me time. I guess it only takes about 3 hours and 54 minutes before they start to feel sick of their family.
How long?
3 hours and 54 minutes. Not even a full 4 hours. We're like, get me out of here.
Now, is your mother-in-law gone?
Yeah, my mother-in-law's gone. It's not that I really can't stand her. It's just like... I don't know. I'm a weird person, though. It's not her necessarily. It's,
you just
it's
like
probably
your me.
Time. I do. Yeah. I do. But like, I even love my mom. I'm going to go see her and my grandma. And I just think it'll be such a stressor being there with how much of a cluster that place is that I think I'll probably want to leave after 4 hours. Not that I don't love them to death.
Yeah.
But I'm like, get me out of here. That's why this time we actually booked a hotel.
That's smart.
I've never done that, and like, because they do have like a decent guest room, but like, I can't be in that same house. I need some alone time.
The smaller doses may be the best, because then you can just like, hey, love you, and then you can leave.
Love you so much. I'll be right back. Bye. And finally, more people, I want you to be careful, are getting face injuries due to their cell phones. Researchers looked at 20 years of emergency room data and found an increase in cell phone injuries starting after 2006, around the time when the first smartphones were introduced. Some injuries were caused by phones themselves, including people getting hit by it, like a phone that was thrown. Gosh, that hurts, right? Could you imagine me checking my phone at Porkchop right now?
No, I cannot. But how many have you had your phone like fall on your face?
Oh, yeah. You're like, look at me.
Like when you're laying down. Lucy was so cute. My little girl was looking at it. She's had her tablet, and it happened to her for like the first time.
Oh, my. No, well, the tablet.
I couldn't help but laugh because, I mean, you can no one else to blame but yourself.
That just hurts because they're so big. They're so bulky. Other ones that were caused were by distracted use, including texting while walking, tripping and landing face down on the sidewalk. I laugh at people that like are on their phone and they walk into like a fountain or something at a mall. But I'll tell you what, I've had some close calls.
Yeah, and obviously you have to be careful. I mean, there was that cosmetic surgeon out in LA that was on like the twisting around, and obviously he was doing the bad thing, texting and driving, and he ran off the cliff. To his death because he wasn't paying attention.
That's
I mean,
not
obviously
good.
That's extreme, but just throwing that out there.
All right, on that positive note, that's Joe's need to know news.
Don't text and drive.
Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. So excited. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, competitive eater. This guy represents America, makes you want to say, USA! USA! Soon as he walks in the room, Joey Chestnut in studio. Hopefully he's going to bring us some food because, man, I'm kind of hangry this morning.
My stomach's kind of iffy. So
I'll eat it for you.
Okay, you'll
mind. I'll eat for you. Let's get into it. Song of the day. Song of the day, song of the day, song of the day. It's the song of the day.
Of the day.
All right, the category anyway, for this fantastic Friday, that's what we're calling it here on Joe McKenzie, is a good one, which makes you kind of do a little reflection upon yourself. There's songs that remind you of the old you. I think, McKenzie, you came up with this one today, did you not?
I certainly did. Yeah, so it's like, you know, you have the old you, and hopefully you're evolving and growing, and now you're the new you. So this was kind of, maybe you're the same, I don't know, but if you aren't the same as you used to be, this is songs that describe the old you.
All right, I have more of a beard than I used to, but I'm still pretty much bald. I went bald young. So I feel like I'm a caterpillar that never turned into a butterfly. Not hating on it, I'm just being real. So I was thinking back to like a time in my life, and I was like, you know what music I used to really like? Is a lot of like skateboard music. And there was this group, has anybody ever heard of Billy Talent?
No.
Yes.
Ooh, Interclub Money, you might like my bop. It's called River Below. I should probably turn my microphone off. That'll get you hyped up on a Friday. Trust me, if you've never heard that song, you're definitely going to want to vote for it. What about you, McKenzie? A song that reminds you of the old you.
Okay, so, I mean, I've always been an optimist, always really positive, but now I'm not as naive. I feel like I'm I got a little more swag. I mean, I'm a sweet girl, but I just have grown up. So back in the day, I was just bopping around, sunshine and rainbows all day long. So I went with a classic that I love, Tom Petty's American Girl. Oh, yeah. Next door.
I love me some Tom Petty.
Yes, that's a jam. Come on, that'd be so fun for Friday.
All right, intern Khalo Money. I wasn't here, but I heard you pretty much dominated yesterday
I
for
did.
Song of the Day.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Hopefully I win again today. Just keep the streak going. You know?
Okay, so what's your song, Joyce?
Khalo Money taking over.
When I was younger, I was very angsty. I listened to a lot of Pink and Adele. So the song I picked was Razor Glass by Pink.
Ooh, yeah. So where's your place if you are wrong?
Dude, Pink is classic. That's a good one. That's
yes,
very good.
That reminds me of Bridesmaids, and I love that movie.
That's awesome. All right, producer Porkchop, what about you? Songs that remind you of the old you.
All right, so back in the day, you know, my younger, like 10, 15, or not 10, ooh, let's say 18, 20-year-old time, I loved to party. Like, I love to go out with my friends, play some beer pong, you know, some drinking.
He got crazy.
Yeah, so I was of age. I meant 21. So 21, 22, 23. And so that made me think of the Venga Boys, We Like to Party.
I love this song.
The Venga Buzz is coming.
You know what? I wouldn't mind it. We like to party.
We like to party.
We like to party.
Yeah.
When Joey Chestnut walks in here, he's going to be like, what?
What the heck? You booked me on this show?
Oh, no,
no
he is.
No, thank you. No,
he's
thank you.
He's probably coming. He is.
Okay. All right. Well, and then we'll have to tell Joey that he can vote this morning, too,
yes,
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. All you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you can vote for one of the following songs, for songs that remind you of the old you. Myself, Joe, I went with River Below by Billy Talent. McKenzie went with American Girl by Tom Petty. Intern Khloe Money went with Raise Your Glass by Pink. And Porkchop, well, it'll be interesting if it wins. We like to party.
No, I guarantee my song, over 50%.
You're saying Venga Boy is going to beat Tom Petty.
That's a travesty. You're going to get 10% of the vote. I'm going to get over 50% guaranteed.
When I think of classic musicians, I think of the Venga Boys. Tom Petty, I've never heard of him. I'm kidding. I'm so excited. We have Joey Chestnut in studio. Like,
yes.
I mean it, like Joey Chestnut. Not against your will, but you can say hi. Just yell hi so they know you're okay.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, he's okay.
I have to ask Joey Chestnut, do you like Tom Petty?
I love Tom Petty.
Oh, you know what? Get out of here.
I got his vote, yes.
Pork chop panders, now you are. Okay, yes. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut is in studio. We're going to talk to him in about 5 minutes. Right now, though, we have to get a winner for Song of the Day. Of course, your votes decide 52140. Let's do a brief recap so you can check out all the songs that, well, you could have voted for, maybe do on Monday. We'll start it off with myself, Joe. Songs that remind you of your old self. I never skateboarded because I was too big and the skateboards would break when I stood on them, but my friends did. So I'd take pictures and do videos. But I used to listen to a group called Billy Talent. It's called River Below. Then we had, who do we have? Oh, Mackenzie. She was bringing in the Tom Petty. Little Indiana, maybe? I don't know. She went with American Girl. She was an American girl. Okay, after that, we had intern Chloe Money, who won yesterday. When she has a chance to shine, she shines.
She does.
She steps up. She never misses it. She went with Raise Your Glass by Pink. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. These are all good songs today. I'll say this now because the voting is closed. I didn't want anybody to vote for you before, but these are good. And Porkchop. Explain again the song you chose with We Like to Party by the Venga Boys.
Yeah, that used to be the theme song for Six Flags. The old guy was dancing, and I used to love to party when I was like 21. So.
Used to.
Yeah.
You still do. You come into work drunk. All right. Okay. Let's,
he's like, it's my birthday.
Here we go. I just want to hear more of that. Okay, so those are your songs. The results, I assume, are being calculated.
By Rosie, our robot.
The results are in.
Ooh.
With only 4% of the vote.
Don't look at me.
No, it's going to be me because I had a good song and nobody's ever heard of it.
In last place.
4% might be the lowest we've ever had. God, no.
Joe Pesh.
Son of a.
4? Is that just him voting for himself?
I didn't even vote for myself. I might have had 5.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's okay.
Shut up.
Coming in third place with 22% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Ah!
So you got more than I thought. Okay. I thought you were going to get 10%.
Tom Petty's classic.
And sure, remember, I would have went with a different Tom Petty song, though.
Yeah, what? Like Free Fallin', maybe.
Yeah, Free Fallin' would have been pretty dope. I mean, there's a lot of them. Any song but that one.
It was about the old me.
And remember, I did guarantee a win. Coming in second place with 31% of the vote, Producer Porkchop.
What?
Chloe Money.
Won for the second day in a row.
The intern has taken over the show.
41% of the vote.
Every time, except 2 times. But I win again!
All right, give it up, intern Chloe Money! I got to plug my headphones in. Is that how radio works? I don't have headphones, but hey, it's Joe McKenzie.
We are in the presence of greatness. He just walked in the building. Competitive eater, world champion Joey Chestnut.
Woo! Great to be back, guys.
Yes.
Dude, how are you doing? Is the competition today or is it tomorrow?
Contest tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. And right before the Big Ten Championship.
Okay, cool. And this is going on in Indy because that's where they're doing the Big Ten Championship. What is your preparation like? Do you eat it all today, or when do you stop eating, or do you actually eat the whole time?
Yeah, today I try not to eat any solid food. Lots of liquid. I might have to eat a little bit of shrimp for media, but if I have my way, it's just lots of liquid, stay stretched, loose, and empty for tomorrow.
Now, such a seasoned professional. It was so cute. You said that you still get a little nervous, so you still get the butterflies before a big competition like this.
Absolutely. It's I think that's good. It gets the adrenaline pumping, and I still get nervous. Yeah, so it's, I love it. And then the crowd pushes me, and sometimes when I get lazy, they're yelling at me to don't stop, keep pushing, and I just do it.
Okay, we want to know the method to your madness. Can you divulge your secrets? What's worked for you? And have you tried some strategies with competitive eating? You're like, dang, that did not work, never do that again.
I've done, I'm embarrassed about how much I think about it, but I've learned the best thing is to, it's kind of like getting into a cycle. You hit a muscle group and let it recover. So I do a practice contest, then I recover. And recovery takes about 4 or 5 days. It's like 3 days of recovery, then I start fasting for my next practice or the contest.
Okay.
So right now I'm in fasting mode. I'm getting nice and empty and loose.
I know some people are going to think, Joey, wow, that's a really gross question to ask somebody. But I have questions that I'm sure people want to know.
Oh.
I love St. Elmo shrimp, and I love it. It's hot. It's spicy, like any kind of a food. For me, sometimes spicy doesn't do well when it's done. when you eat such massive amounts, like what do you eat, like 10 or 12 or 15 pounds of this when you set records yeah. each year? How is it the next couple of days after?
This, it's cocktail sauce with horseradish. It's not like a pepper. It's not like a pepper spice.
Okay,
where it's set burns all the rings. this one burns your mouth really really bad, but it goes away. And that's the best thing about horseradish because it goes away pretty quick.
Do you become numb when you eat it? Because it is so good. If you've never had like the cocktail sauce, you need to pick it up and try it, or just go to St. Elmo's and check it out. But it's very powerful. But I love it.
It hits so hard. It's almost like you have a little bit of panic. It hits yes. so hard, and then it goes away, and then you're like, whoa, was I overreacting? Then you try it again.
So does it ever go away though? Like, do you become numb to it during the competition when you're eating?
The worst is right in the beginning, yeah. And then I'm just so amped up. It's rough.
So do you prefer hot dogs or this shrimp and cocktail sauce eating contest?
Hot dogs is the best contest in the world.
Then why do you think it's the best?
Well, it's on the 4th of July. There's 4th
America.
It's the OG of your
just intense
career.
And
yeah.
When you tell people you're a competitive eater, that's the one you have to win. The shrimp cocktail in Indianapolis, 7-year contest. It's been going on a long time. I have an amazing record. I love it. But hot dogs are just intense. I love it.
Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Oh, I was going to say, what a lot of people don't know about Joey Chestnut, we've talked before, and I was amazed you do yoga. And when you're not, you have a very healthy lifestyle outside of when you're doing these eating contests.
People don't know that. They think that I eat like this all the time. I can't. I wish I could, but when I was younger, I learned that if I start gaining weight, I start losing. And if I don't treat my body right afterwards or beforehand, I start losing. So I do a lot of things just so I can win. And I love to eat, but I love to win, I think, more.
How long have you been a competitive eater?
Well, shortly after birth. my mom said she knew right away there was something different. my poor mom. But I started doing contests when I was 21, and it's...
Was it a bet or a dare? Like, how did you get into competitive eating?
Weird. Like, I was in college doing everything right, and I'd eat healthy during the week, and on the weekends I'd reward myself. And my brother was like, dude, you can eat more than anybody, and he signed me up for the first one. And I was like, oh my God, they paid me to eat. It's like madness.
Has there been a moment in your career where you thought you might have to stop, where something did you in so dirty, you're like, I just don't know if I can continue to do this? An oh God moment.
Oh my God. Well, no, I mean, there was the year I lost. I got second place. What was that? My second year doing it in 2006. And I was like, oh my God, I worked my butt off and my body didn't cooperate. I lost by a couple hot dogs. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to the drawing board and figure it out. And then next year I ate like 14 hot dogs more and I got the win.
You training like Rocky or something, like, you know, like defending the country.
Oh, yeah. You're training all by yourself, and you cook a bunch of food, you recover. It's a very lonely, it's a weird thing, competitive eating.
Take us through your training. Like, what exactly do you do when you train?
Well, there's different things I do. Like, there's some days where I'm just exercising my jaws and throat, so I might be swallowing air, and I have a weird mouthpiece dog chew toy, so I'll do that. But other days, it's actual food practice, and I'll cook up 70, 75 hot dogs. And do a mock contest and push it.
Wow, that's incredible! And when we're talking hot dogs, do you soak the bun? What's the key with the buns? Because I know that's like
The bun is
tricky.
That's the ugliest part of the sport.
The buns.
It is ugly.
It's not pretty. It's like marathon runners not being able to go to the bathroom. It's not pretty. And so it's you gotta dip the bun. That's the only way you can eat that much bread quickly. Is you gotta get the bun wet, and I'm always using warm water.
Warm water.
Warm water. Well, it helps helps digestion. Helps relax the muscles in your throat.
These are probably key elements that people don't think of.
Oh yeah, I remember when I was younger, I was like, oh, everybody's just using ice cold water. That's silly.
Right.
Like, but I'm gonna warm my stomach up.
Dummies. Yeah. It's all about warm water. Yes.
So everything I do is like I have some goofy reason for it.
That's so cool.
Well, dude, we're cheering you on. The big competition going on, of course, on Saturday. Joey Chestnut going to be back in Indy to defend his St. Elmo shrimp cocktail eating title.
Yeah. Is there something that you want people to know, that you want to tell your fans? Because you have quite a few.
Oh, I'm just super lucky. I love what I do. And I love the competition. But, I'm just a normal guy that got yeah, just love to eat and beat the heck out of people.
And you got some good stuff, too. I know you brought in before some of your sauces and different things. How can people, as we wrap up here, like your social media, but you have a website, too, I believe.
Yeah, joeychestnut.com. You can figure out, check out my sauces and joey.chestnut, Instagram. I don't post enough, but I if I post, it's usually funny or done or just related.
I'll take over your social if I can have your leftovers.
Yes, absolutely. You're so you're so real. We love you. If there was a movie about you, who would you want to play you? Is there going to be? I mean, I feel like books, movies.
Maybe a young Woody Harrelson. Who knows?
I'll play like the washed up, like if your life falls apart and goes down, like. I used to be a competitive eater, but something happened that one time in Indy, and
Man, we will be cheering you on. We can't wait to see you in action.
Joey
Chestnut. You're the coolest.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, honey. It is tea time. And Taylor Swift. T-Swift up and surprised fans with a brand spanking new Christmas song.
Hey, I know this is pretty wild, but I've just written a Christmas song. I feel like it's weird to just like wait a year to put it out. So I don't have anyone to ask right now except for Meredith. Should I put out a Christmas song like now? Okay, that's hard to tell. Benjamin, should I put out a Christmas song? Do you think I should put out a Christmas song? Olivia, please, can you just focus for 1 second? No, over here.
She's asking her cats, and apparently they gave the paws up because she did release it. It's called Christmas Tree Farm, and we have a little sneaky peeky for you right now.
My winter nights are taken up by static, stress, and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes, and I'm somewhere else, just like magic.
All right, Joey Chestnut's still hanging out in studio with
us.
Be honest.
Yes, he's doing the tea. What do you think of Taylor Swift's new Christmas song?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like Taylor Swift's Sweetheart. And I could listen to that.
I don't like the music. Not that one.
Well, it, you only have to listen during Christmas time. So
I'd rather hear like, I don't know, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
I like original new Christmas songs like Joey. So he's a fan of tea. Are you a Swiftie? You like Taylor?
Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. Do you like Camila Cabello?
I do.
Yes, ooh. Honey. Here she is. She went on with Jimmy Fallon. She had to do a cover, a little Billie Eilish.
You will be singing the Google Translate version of Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, which, when translated, is called Evil Young Boy.
Yeah. I'm going to channel my Billie Eilish.
Comfort means it knows where's a shirt, your thing. Tips are quite lazy beaches.
Not bad, eh? I love that Camila Cabello. She can do a little Billie Eilish.
Yeah, the weird translations are always so funny to hear what it is in another language. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't even make sense. Joey Chestnut, do you have any kids?
Nope,
none that you know of. That's good. Okay, well, Owen Wilson, he has a child. Get this, because I'm asking, because he has to pay $25,000 a month in child support to a daughter that he has never met. And here is his ex.
Owen has never met Lila. It's ironic how he keeps getting these father roles. He's playing a father in his new movie, and he's never even met his own daughter.
Ooh, isn't that insane?
That is a burn.
I mean, yeah. Right? It's kind of shocking. She's going after him.
I don't understand, even if you don't want to be involved with the woman, how you'd never meet your daughter.
I know.
You would never see her be in her life. That blows my mind.
And then he's just cutting checks left and right. Speaking about cutting checks, okay, the whole Justin Timberlake drama. He was seen with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. He had been drinking too much. They were holding hands, whatever, hand on the leg. Jessica Biel obviously furious because yesterday JT had to make a public statement and he apologized for embarrassing his family. And here's the thing that just came out. Now, if he did have an affair, according to sources, it would cost him $500,000 thanks to the prenup, thanks to Jessica Biel. They have this love contract.
That's it? $500,000 from Justin Timberlake?
I mean, for starters, but that's if he strayed. I mean, that's not that's just like he
would
owe
that starter.
Dude,
that's an enticement to cheat. $500,000 for Justin Timberlake?
Why would that be an enticement?
I'm just saying, like, that's nothing to him. That's like pennies.
Well, she is saying, hey, I'll stand behind my man. I do trust that nothing happened. However, when I feel like a celebrity feels the need to make a statement addressing pictures that surface that they're not happy about, wife's not happy at all.
Well, he didn't want to do it. You know, it was either like his PR person or his wife's like, you embarrass me.
Beal is like, put you get your this. Butt out there and do that. What are your thoughts, you Joey?
I saw the pictures. I saw the video. I think he just looked a little bit drunk. He, there was a little touch in, but it was innocent. And I think that's the big thing. He shouldn't. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, he did the right thing though. He said, "I'm sorry, I was drunk," and everyone's moving forward. But I feel like honestly, doing that, he's bringing more attention to it. So we'll all just move on. He's a good dude at the end of the day.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea this morning. Thank you so much. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Freak Show Friday. If you're a little weird, a little strange, a little bit different, maybe you don't even think you are, but people, say you are, hey, come on the show and we'll help you out. This morning, I believe we're talking to, is it Jacob? Let's see. Jacob, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? Hey, thanks for calling into Joe McKenzie. Now, why are you on today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, dude, like, my girl is giving me a pretty hard time right now because I like to soak.
Like, in a bath?
Okay, we didn't know what soaking was. We just had world eating champion Joey Chestnut. He knew what soaking was. I don't want to say he's down with soaking, but he knew what it was. So if you can, explain what it is.
We're on the radio. We're on the radio with kids listening.
Don't be too graphic.
All right. Well, it's like basically like you marinate, you know, like you slip in and chill.
I'm not like Netflix and chill?
No, like so I have my girlfriend. And then I also have, like, some side chicks that I don't sleep with. I just soak.
All right, I have a side note. When Joey Chestnut was in here just a minute ago, he said that he has friends that's a lawyer in Utah. I wonder if that's specific to this thing of soaking. Is that like...
Or did it originate there? Do you know?
I have no idea, but, I mean, all I know is it's not, like... cheating because like you're there in the moment but there's like no penetration, so I don't know what Chestnut was talking about, but
maybe because I think in Utah isn't there a very big like
Mormon
population, and don't they practice the abstinence, right?
I'm pretty sure married. This is like all uncharted territory. By the way, like 833-563-2539. If you know any more about this, maybe we could talk to you along with Jacob. But this is interesting.
So it's kind of sometimes considered a loophole, if you will, because this is what I'm reading.
Yeah, explain. Please, because all I got is what Jacob's telling me, and I honestly thought soaking was like in a bubble bath.
This is a forum of, this is an ex-Mormon person who wrote this, and he says, soaking is considered by some, including the church, to be a loophole.
Hmm. Okay.
When it comes to sexual acts.
So, but now I've got to ask, I'm going to ask Jacob, does, you know, the big O, that's what we call it, right?
So that doesn't, there is no finale, if you will.
Nope, there's no pelvic thrusting, no finishing, so there's no grand finale. It's not cheating.
What's the point of doing that then? That sounds like a waste of time.
So literally, you're there and you're straight up chilling, and then what? Are you having conversation? Are you looking at each other? Since there's no movement, motion in the ocean, if you will.
It's just if you haven't tried it, dude, you need to. It's soaking is the real deal. It's not cheating. It's when you do it, it's great. I love it. And if you haven't tried it, try it, because I know you'll love it too. Even the ladies.
Okay, and that brings up another question for me, because sometimes I watched the commercials for the blue pill, and you know, if it's like, if it lasts more than 5 hours, see a doctor. So now I've got two questions. How long does it last, and are you like, you know, in blue pill mode
the entire time?
I mean, it's always different, you know, like,
okay.
It just really depends.
So then what's the maximum amount of time?
We're very curious. We have so many questions.
I don't know. I never really timed it.
All right.
Do you have to seduce someone before you soak? Or is it just kind of like, let's soak?
Yeah, I mean, that just, it kind of just leads up to that point, and it's definitely mutual. I mean, ladies love it too, you know. My whole motto is don't poke, just soak.
Can I get that in a bumper sticker?
Wow.
Okay, Joe, do you think Linz would be down to soak this weekend with you?
Well, I mean, she wants it whenever she can from me. So, well, I'm saying usually, like, in our relationship, I'm, you know, I'm insecure about my body, so I don't flip pancakes that often like we should. But I don't know. I think she'd want the real thing. To me, just no offense, it seems kind of boring.
People are confused about what this actually is. Can you draw, Chops, can you like draw an illustration or something?
Well, I think I understand, and I'm not quite the artist, but yeah, I'll draw.
Like
if
an
you don't
artistic rendition?
Yeah, draw exactly.
Artist's rendition?
Yes, of what soaking, okay. Like what two figures would look like.
All right,
if
Jacob,
they were,
I want you to stay there real quick. We do have a phone call. Ezekiel, hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say I'm former Amish. I've converted over to you guys for about the past 13 years. From when I went on Rumspringa, and soaking originated with the Dutch, and there is penetration involved because you have to get in there, and then once you're in there, you just stay. Wow. There's nothing else.
For like how no long, moving. Typically?
It just depends. Depends on the girl, the guy. I can soak for hours, whereas some other guys, 5 minutes, and they're no longer...
Yeah. I know, we get you, we get you, we get you, we get you.
I'm the mind-blown emoji. Hours of soaking.
I want Ezekiel to answer. So are you in, like, blue pill excited mode, or are you just, you know, like, chill?
No, you're excited. You have to be excited because otherwise there's no penetration.
Hold on.
But once you go in, because it doesn't take away the girl's purity.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't take away. Okay. Once again, keeping it, you know, as clean as possible. Like... Do you talk for 2 hours? Like, is it like planking?
it's a very intimate thing because you're sharing something with somebody else, even though there's no act.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you talking?
You're talking. You're cuddling.
Do you watch like a movie on a phone?
No kissing because kissing can lead to other things.
Wow.
That's so interesting because, like, things are already in things, and it's like
it does sound odd. Like, honestly, when I take a step back and take a beat. I don't think I'm like, it does sound pretty intimate if you're there for hours like that.
Candles lit.
Jeez. All right, Ezekiel, thank you for calling in this
Thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Ezekiel. Wow. We learned something new. I didn't even know this world existed.
Jacob, you ever like soaked with Ezekiel? Like you guys hung out or anything or no?
Soaked with Ezekiel?
No, not together. Never mind.
No.
I give up.
Okay, did you get your picture done, Chops?
Yes.
All right.
Do
we have it up?
Sticks.
We're gonna get this. Here, give me the photo. I'll put it up on our social media in a second and online. But Jacob, thanks for calling in, man, for Freak Show Friday. Very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you soaking this weekend?
I'll soak whenever I can.
Wow.
All right. Okay. There we go. The king of soak.
Wow.
Jacob on for Freak Show Friday. Did not expect that.
I learned so much. I feel like we're like a need to know. Now you know. Knowledge is power.
I feel like I should have had some red wine or something playing here because that's what I think of when guys drink wine. I always just assume they're like playing that in the background of their like their head. They're like, red wine.
Have you ever gone wine tasting, Joe?
I have.
Like, have you? Do you
oh my
like
gosh.
Any wine ever?
Oh, I do like wine. I like dry stuff. I like sweet stuff. Like, I love Riesling. I love Moscato, but I like dry stuff too. I mean, I don't know everything about the tannins and different things, but I've been a wine tasting before. My wife's family, like, they got me into wine. They drink, like, when we get over there, like, for Sunday dinners, like, when I used to live with them, where I live in Michigan, where they were at, every Sunday I'd go over there and we'd have 2 or 3 bottles of wine for the whole table.
So how this originated, I said something about a man who drinks wine. Like, I think it's sexy, or I like when men know how to pair meals with wine. And Joe was like, I wouldn't know that. I'm a real man and I drink beer. And that's how this was birthed.
Beer or liquor. It's just, I think nothing wrong with having wine, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like women want a man that's going to like do like a, you know, like a whiskey and something, or like a, you know, a craft beer or like a Bud Light or something. I don't think they're like, oh, me and my husband are drinking Chardonnay.
I like that. See, I like when a man has red wine, and I think it's sexy with like steak. And I also, I like a man who has a signature drink. That's a turn on, like their go-to. But I'm more definitely into men who drink wine than I would say beer.
I'm with Joe. I feel like, you know, I'm not going out with my guys and we're not like getting a wine, like we're getting a beer. So I'm with Joe.
But
I'm
if
not
you saying, took your honey on a date, would you guys go out for wine, like romantic?
I mean, I, personally, I'm not a big fan of wine, so I would definitely get a beer. But I feel like wine is more of like a business casual drink or like a business drink.
That's not your go-to all the time. It's something you will have. Like, men can drink wine, but I mean, that's just my thought, though. Maybe I'm wrong, but ladies, 833-563-2539, do you find it attractive like Mackenzie says she does? Or does your man, is that his main like go-to as a red or a white wine? And also, dudes, are you like a manly man that likes his Pinot Noir?
Yeah. See, I think that is there's a sophistication level to it.
Is that what it is? Okay, let's see. 833-563-2539. Megan, what do you think about men that are drinking wine?
Well, my husband drinks wine for health reasons. His cholesterol was high, and I put him, like, you know, I said, you're a whiskey kind of guy, but let's switch to wine. And ever since, he actually goes to wine more than whiskey.
I want to get on that diet. It's for my health. I need it.
So his cholesterol's down.
And, you know, it's really good for, you know, DIY facial mask. I mean, I use it, you know, just because I want to feel young.
Yes.
Good news. Your cholesterol's down.
And
bad
you're
news.
You're my new best friend.
Your liver is shot. Hey, Megan, thank you for calling in and sharing that this morning. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Well, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong when I say that dudes that drink wine, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's their main staple drink, Mackenzie. Something seems a little off to me. That doesn't seem
Why?
Like, you think that's attractive that, oh my God, if a guy loves to have a glass of Chardonnay or Pinot Noir or, I don't know a lot of wines, that's hot to you.
Yes, I think it is sexy as hell.
Okay, 833-563-2539. We'll kick it off with Jess this morning. Jess, is this sexy or, you know, what do you think?
I do not think that. All right. I think wine is more like a women's drink. My wife loves wine. She goes on wine tastings and all the time, and that's not my go-to. It'd be like a Budweiser, you know, something like that, or Bud Light, if anything.
So you're a beer man.
I am, for sure.
Do you ever
when I can, you know, not too much, but when I can. You know, I like to go kick back and party a little bit.
When you party, because this is cool if you do, do you ever grab like two like Budweiser's, just slam together and like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, beer, yeah.
I wish, but.
See, that is the epitome of not my type of guy.
What?
No
you
dice.
You only like clank two wine, like clink clink.
Hard pass.
Okay, interesting. We're learning a lot this morning. Darian, hey, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think about men that drink wine? Is that kind of a hot turn on, or you kind of wish they were drinking a cocktail or a beer?
I prefer myself a scotch, but if I go out on a date and I want to show the girl that I know what I'm talking about, I will pair wine with what I'm eating. Like if I'm eating a steak, I'll have a nice red wine or a pasta with a red sauce, a nice red wine. Alfredo gets a white wine. Fish gets a white wine.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a turn on.
I'm still with Joe. I just drinking wine seems like a very
Mackenzie.
Elegant, feminine thing.
Yeah, but you want like a hoity-toity fancy dude like that wears like a velvet glove with lotion inside of it, so his hands like not cracked.
What?
Real work.
That is not
real
the case.
Working men are chugging the beers.
You still have to know how to smell the wine. You still have to know how to show how that it has a bouquet and the flavors and the aftertaste.
You're getting Mackenzie so excited.
Yeah,
right now.
Stop it. She's starting to sweat.
She can't even talk.
Go on.
Yes, tell me.
Go on. What's
Thank
next?
You for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sydney. Sydney, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think you guys are overthinking it. If you look at wine percentage, it's a lot higher in alcohol content than beer.
True.
And less calories. You get drunker faster. It tastes better.
Yep.
Beer is just not good.
You know what? I will give you this. Like, I think back in the day it was cool, like, when Game of Thrones was around. Like, back in the day, give me a goblet of wine.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that, like, just ended not that long ago.
though. I mean,
like medieval times.
Like way back in the day.
It's fun.
I have a question for you, Mackenzie.
Okay.
You always say like your type of guy. It's like, yeah, real manly man. Like, you know, a good put together manly man. So now I want you. I've got guy A and guy B.
Okay.
Guy A is sitting there sipping his wine and swirling it around. And
why does he have to talk like that?
This is and so guy good. B is over here with this Brutus beer.
What up,
with,
babe?
With the Bud Light. He's taking a nice big gulp and then lets out a burp.
So now who doesn't those are two extremes.
Who do you want to go on a date
a guy
with?
In the middle. I like a sophisticated, well-put-together man.
Oh, that's me. Hi.
Why is your voice like that?
Are you the girl from the TV commercial? Oh, you're so beautiful.
Matt, good morning. Stop. Listening in Houston morning. On 92.1 Radio Now. I hear you do a very incredible job, a very dangerous job. What do you do?
I'm a fireman.
All right.
Oh,
thank you for protecting us.
Hot.
Where in H-Town? Where are you a firefighter?
I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fireman.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I will say wine is very manly. And I would also say, if you look at the history of wine between other drinks, such as, you know, liquor or beer, what's been around longer? Look what Jesus and the apostles broke bread with at the back in history.
Okay.
And I'm just saying Catholics drink wine.
Yes.
Wine's been around for a long time. And I don't know if you know about some certain wines like Madeira, for example. That's like a 17 or 18% wine.
How much?
So there's some pretty strong wines out there. They're really good.
Speaking of strong, how much can you bench, Matt?
getting close to 300. I'm only 195. So.
Matt, what are you wearing right now?
Oh my God. Just my fireman helmet.
I'm holding a bottle of wine for you.
Yes.
All right, we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see Matt in a fireman calendar soon. Hey, Matt. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, Matt. Thank
Love
you for
you.
All that you do out there. Mackenzie, you were honest. Can we hose her off? She's kind of hot and bothered.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
I like him.
All right, let's wrap it up. We'll go to Jason this morning. Jason, last one on this about, is it kind of a thing that women like to see or people think it's manly for a dude to drink wine, or should they be drinking like a beer and a cocktail?
Honestly, I mean, I'm a brewer, so I do enjoy good craft beer, but at the same time, I think if I was to have wine with my loved one or spouse, I think it's kind of soothing, romantic. It's a nice intimate time, and it's just relaxing as well. So that's my take on it. I think a real man can drink wine if they love their spouse. So that's my take. That's all I got for you.
100%.
All right, Joe, you and me tonight, man. We're going downtown, pounding the wines. I mean, we lost, dude. We lost.
That's not how you say it. We're going to pound in the wines. Like, no one says
Yo, bro,
that.
Pass that Chardonnay. We going to get wasted in here. $100 gift card to Amazon could be yours in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. How do we feel about holiday parties? Are we a big fan of them? Is it something that we want to go to? Or is it something that, I don't know, like you're like, I already have to see Joe enough at work as it is. Now I have to dress up and be fancy around him?
Can I be real?
Yeah, please be real, Mackenzie. What's up?
I have never been to like a rager, an awesome holiday party. So I, just to be totally honest, I would rather them take the budget that they're spending on the food or whatever they're spending and the entertainment and give everybody a nice holiday bonus.
See, they kind of did that for me. I think the first year I was here, the second year, I've been here like 3 years now. I forget. I think it was a couple years ago. We were at a casino. So we went out to the casino, had a very nice dinner, really cool thing. And then they gave us like $50 and like money. You had to put your own money in, but you got $50 credit. And I took out like another $50 of my own, and I was doing max bet. It was like a $5 like thing. I won like thousands of dollars and I left.
Awesome.
I left at like the Christmas party. We had dinner at like 7 and we were out on the floor at like 8. I left at like 8:05. I'm like, Lindsay, cash out. Let's go.
That's amazing.
So you had
a great experience.
So our company gave me that year like a couple of $1,000 bonus.
So I always just felt like it's had obligation, like you got to go, show face, and then you're always like, okay, I'm gonna go.
Well, I don't know, like, does anybody have fun Christmas parties? Like, do you actually like going, or would you rather just get the cash or get like something that would be, I guess, beneficial to you?
Yeah, like at other media, like other places I have worked, like one time they had freaking Maroon 5. Again, it's like
what?
Television and radio, but they had Maroon 5 as a surprise band for like an awesome holiday party. So there has been amazing things like that. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool.
Chops, I mean, like, what do you think? Are you a big fan of, like, I mean, you're dressed up. You look like you're going to a Christmas party today.
Yeah, no, I like Christmas parties. They usually have fun little games, and I love fun little games to try to win things. They're even more fun if you get a Christmas holiday bonus. That's fun. I'm going to bring my boyfriend to our holiday party.
Aww.
Well, that's interesting, too. I mean, I'm confirmed with Mackenzie, but I think you're the only one from the show going.
What? It's my mom's birthday. I have a real legit reason. It's Kiki's birthday. I can't miss that.
Yeah. Aww.
We're going to see my niece perform in the Nutcracker, so.
Okay. Say what? Bust a nut? Come on, girl.
But I want you to go and represent.
They gave away tickets to the NFL game last year.
They did. Yeah. I actually got like a Studio 2000 gift certificate I used to.
But I have heard of scandalous holiday parties, like where people got busy in the bathroom, like coworkers, see, that's and like what, crazy stuff happening.
Then if that's happening, then I'm totally in favor of Christmas parties. Does anybody listening have a story like that where, even if it's bad or good, like something happened at your Christmas party? 833-563-2539. I'd like to hear stories like that and see what happens. Now, my only beef is, though, too, and I get it, a lot of companies will do Christmas parties after the year to save money or to put it towards the next year's budget. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, in a dream world, this is what I'd want. I'd prefer that they're on a Friday. I don't like any kind of company party during the week.
Well, yeah.
Because we got to get up and go to work the next day, and we can't really turn up. It's like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Good night.
Good night. We got to get up at 3.
There's got to be free drinks, right?
Oh, open bar for sure.
We will not have that. We've never had that.
I don't understand. I remember when they have like, what do they do? Tickets? Like you can get one drink or something. Open bar.
Get me wasted.
Dance floor.
Let's go to Aretha this morning. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you think about a Christmas party, or would you rather just them save the money, as Mackenzie suggested, and just give it to us, give it to you?
Good morning, guys. I'd rather get the cash. I'm like Joe. We went to the casino, and unfortunately, I won at the beginning when we first got there. And I was like, okay, see ya.
And you bounced.
But see, there's nothing unfortunate about that.
Yes, I won like, I think, $1,100.
Wow.
So, and then next thing you know, they were like, okay, where'd Didi go? And yeah, I bounced. I went out.
Okay.
What game were you playing when you won the big money?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, ooh. All right, I love it. Hey.
It was a Michael Jackson slot game, and I won him. I went in the bonus, and he said hee-hee, and did his little thing, and I won.
There we go.
Yes,
I
honey.
Love it.
Give
Congrats.
Us your best impersonation.
So, yes, it was no. Awesome.
Do the hee-hee.
Yes. Hee-hee.
Yes. Thank you so much. Congratulations on that big win right there. $100 gift card could be yours thanks to our friends at the CW. We're doing DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia. Make sure you tune in this Sunday night when the multiverse unites in the biggest crossover event ever, only on the CW. It starts with Supergirl to kick off the five-part event with the heroes of Batman, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
This is so cool. Here's the deal. You have a 50-50 shot of winning a $100 Amazon gift card. You can spend it on yourself. You can spend it on presents. You can give it to someone else. We don't care. We don't judge. You just have to win it.
All right, let's go to David this morning. Hey, David, good morning.
Morning.
All right. Are you ready for Pork Chop to give you a question, which is pretty easy? It's true or false?
Yeah.
He's all business. Let's do this.
Are you a big DC Hero fan?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, should have been. We'll see if you can get it right. True or false? Barry Allen had to trade his mother's life in order to save his universe. Is that true or false?
False.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no! Oh.
That's what you get for not being a big fan and just trying to win a gift card.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. David, so sorry. I feel like that's the first person that hasn't got it.
No, someone else.
There's
got
been
it
wrong
two. Oh, man. You're
it's
not
actually,
alone.
You know what? It's been the dudes. Let's see if we can go to a lady. Hello, Gretchen. Do you identify as a lady?
Yes, I do.
All right. Gotta check it out.
Just checking.
I'm not going to check to see, you know. Like,
prove it.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
gosh.
You could prove it if you want. Well, actually, guys can have those, too. All right, listen, that's not what this thing's about. It's about a $100 Amazon gift card from our friends at the CW. Poor Chop, the question again, please.
True or false? Barry Allen had to trade his mother's life in order to save his universe.
True.
Interesting you went with true.
After the false was incorrect.
We got a winner! Yay!
Gretchen! Woo! Congratulations! This is so exciting! What are you going to do with your $100 gift card to Amazon?
Finish Christmas shopping for my kids.
Nice. Wow. I have so much to do.
Yeah, don't forget your kids, little Joey, little Mackenzie, little Pork Choppy, little intern Chloe Money.
Don't forget us. Well, congratulations, girl.
Yeah, hey, and make sure you
tune in.
You're welcome into Crisis on Infinite Earths, the CW five-part crossover event of the year starting Sunday with Supergirl at 8 o'clock on Wish TV Channel 8, your home of the CW in Indy, and 7 o'clock on KIAH CW 39 in Houston, Texas. Okay, well, I'm feeling kind of good right now.
Getting loose.
Mm-hmm. Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So if you missed it, we had a kind of a situation earlier this week where I had been planning a surprise for the past month and a half, thanks to my buddy Chad, and we're like, hey, our wives love Elf, the movie. Oh, look it. Guess what's coming to town? Like a play, like a Broadway thing, Elf is. So let's take them to that. We bought tickets. It was like $110 for two tickets. Reasonable, I guess. And I thought I was going to be the king of the world, the best thing ever. My wife's like, ah. Well, you should have told me I have plans on Friday. I'm like, what?
Man, I feel so bad. I want to go see Elf, but I wanted to
buy my tickets.
I was going to, but I want to take Lulu, my little girl, and she's with her dad this weekend, so I don't have her tonight. Otherwise, I would buy your tickets. But I am sad, and I don't want you to take your ball and go home, because now you're like, I'm never going to plan a date because this backfired on me.
Well, and I actually had backfired, but I have a thing. Like, it's official. My wife had to choose between, is she going to ditch her friend Molly and go to another concert with some people I've never even heard of. She told me last night, and I forgot their names already. Sounds like a great show. Or going to Elf with me and my friend Chad and Stacy. And she made the decision, and she says she's torn up by it. But my wife decided to go out with another woman and not me.
How did she say it? Was she like, I've decided? Or how did she break the news to you that she is going to go for a girls' night?
She's just like, well, I don't think she'll be able to find anybody this last minute. And I did have it booked with her before.
When you put it this way, though, Linz is probably thinking she doesn't want to leave Molly hanging, because even if you go to Elf, you still have your buddy Chad and his lady, so you'll still have friends to go with and have a great time. So that's probably what she's thinking.
It's the classic dilemma of, like, two people are laying on the train tracks and who gets run over. And I, once again, I love Molly.
Not to be dramatic or anything.
She's amazing, but it's like, you got me, Chad, and Stacy on the train tracks, and you got Molly over there. It's like, I love Molly, but, like, you pull the lever and you got to, like, let her take the train.
Joe, it's not that deep.
833-563-2539. So the decision's been made. Now I guess my advice or question is this, and I have a lot of scenarios here, so I'm going to throw 100 different things out, and I'd like to know what everyone thinks. 833-563-2539. Should I just go and be the third wheel? They are my friends. So, like, maybe I can just tag along with them. Do I try to sell the tickets last minute? That's going to be really hard to do today. Do I try to find a person that is needy and not trying to scam me and give them to somebody that would actually go and use them, but then they'd be sitting next to my friends? I don't know. Hopefully they're not crazy. That's like, I think it backfires. It's like, thank you, Joe. Really like the tickets, and I like to smell my own farts. I don't want to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying it happens. Oh, or do I take, I know we had a DM from a listener, do I take somebody as my quote-unquote date, guy or girl?
Like, what was the DM from the listener?
She's like, hey, I'm the single mom.
Oh,
that you talked to
on
air.
Night out with you.
So she definitely, she's down with it. I mean, my wife's on a date tonight. Why shouldn't I be?
I feel like out of spite, you want to just take someone else, which is not what you should do. I don't think you should do that. I think you should go, I think you should try to sell the tickets. Maybe someone listening wants to go see Elf. It's going to be a delightful show. Or you should just third wheel it and have some fun.
All right. That's wide open for anybody. 833-563-2539. Would you like to buy these tickets? Would you, like, are you in need and you really want to take your son or your daughter? I only have two. Would you want to go to the show? Maybe I could just donate them or gift them to you, or you could buy them. Do I take a date? Would you like to be my date tonight? Guys or girls? I mean, you're going to have to buy me a drink. You're going to have to wine and dine me or something.
Ooh, wine, you say? We swayed you away from beer.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh, this is going to be great.
You should just let the ticket go to waste. stay home tonight and play Call of Duty with me and my boyfriend. Cody, invite us over. Guys' night. Let's do popcorn and beer.
Right. Sausage yeah! party. Yeah.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Listen, I'm not complaining, but our phone system sucks. We had a bunch of calls, and everybody just dropped.
No!
If you were trying to get through to talk about the conversation we're having about what do I do now that my wife's not going to the Elf musical or play tonight with me, and I'm kind of a third wheel, like, what do? 833-563-2539. We'll try to get you back on, but I apologize for our less than decent phone system.
Okay, so are you and Lynn's upset at each other, or you're just like, okay, whatever? You seem a little deflated, Joe.
We're having a text conversation actually right now. Let's see here. She says, all I wanted this morning was a chestnut praline latte from Starbucks. I didn't get one, though, because the dog took forever to eat his breakfast. And I said, oh, some would say that's Elf karma. She says, what did I do? I said, not going to Elf. Okay, so... Okay. Love you, Lindsay.
You know what, though? Lindsay might just need a girls' night. Women sometimes just need time with their girls.
Okay.
You know?
Well, then what do I do in the situation? Do I go, like, as a third wheel? Do I end up, like, not going at all and hang out with Pork Chop? He wants me to play Call of Duty yes. online with him and his boyfriend.
Sausage party!
Sausage fest! Party! Sausage fest! They're the best.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go to Renee this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Renee.
I just called to say, hey, if you guys are willing to give it away, my wife and I, we moved down here to Galveston. I'm stationed down here in Galveston. And we moved into a camper. We're doing this whole full-time trailer living, like travel trailer living, just trying to travel around Texas for my last tour. But the one thing is that it just doesn't feel like Christmas, you know? So we're far away from family, and the camper's so small. I've been trying to, like, put up lights, and we can't get a tree in there or anything. But I know that if she goes to this Elf show, she would be ecstatic.
Dang.
So just think about it.
All right. Let's put him on hold, and I'm going to see if, you know, I'll get his information
and
see if there's something we can do.
And thank you for your service, by the way, too.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's incredible. Hang on the line. Do not hang up unless our phone system takes a crap again. And if it does, if you hear us, please call back, okay? Let's go to Becky with the good hair. Hey, Becky.
Jackie.
It's still Jackie with
hey,
the good hair.
It's cool. Chloe's British. She doesn't hear those American names. I am just, guys.
Joe is like giving up there, on life. He's so sassy.
There's a few more hours to this weekend, so I don't care. We'll get through this show. I give zero
you
Fs.
You call me Becky.
That's
no,
right.
Jackie.
Yes. Jackie with the jacked up hair. What up?
Well, look. You should go and have yourself a jolly old time at Elf.
Like, should I go with someone? Like, should you come, Jackie?
If I was living there, I'm from the H-Town.
Oh, dang. Can you get on a flight? I'm sure it'll cost a lot of money.
Sure,
but...
I'll come right now.
All right, Becky, next time, you know what I'd love to do? Side note, when we come to Houston and hang out, would you, like, want to hang out and meet us? Like,
yes!
do like, get together?
Oh, my gosh, heck yeah.
All Say, right. I am Jackie with the good hair, baby. We'll remember
yes,
you.
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we love you, Jackie. Thank you so much, and I
love
appreciate
y'all.
It.
Have
Bye.
A good weekend, girl.
All right, let's go to Tila this morning. Hey, good morning. What did you want to say?
Hi. Well, I was going to say that I think that you should just go ahead and go. And I was going to ask, like, if you even knew that your wife had those plans.
Yeah, if you missed it, you can check out the full podcast if anybody wants to listen to it, joemckenzie.com. But I didn't know. The whole big story, the backstory is that we have a family calendar just to put things on there so we can remember, oh, take the dogs here, or Joe's got a physical, or Lindsay's got her hair appointment, so we know what's happening. She did this actually before I even thought about doing it. She had this plan like 2 months ago, but she never put it on the calendar. So I'm like, oh, Chad, perfect. Friday the 6th is open.
And he has been talking about this for a long time, and I will give it to Joe. He's trying to be more romantic. Plan more dates. So he did put a lot of time and effort and thought into this. However, Lynn's had a girls' night plan, and she doesn't want to leave her girl hanging. But Joe's now deflated. He's like, I'm never going to plan a date again, which I don't want you to have that attitude.
That's cool. I'm going to bring it up in therapy
yeah,
with Julie.
Yeah, no, don't have that attitude. I mean, it's always good to try. And if anything, I appreciate what you've done.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you for calling in. All right. Let's go to Jeremy. We'll wrap it up with Jeremy this morning. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey.
What do you think?
So I think you should do a trivia or like a game or something and see who wins the competition, see who the biggest Elf restaurant is and give away the tickets that way.
Oh!
Are you a big Elf fan?
Yeah, me and my son, especially. I just dropped him off at school. He would have loved to do something like that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, Jeremy, not to guarantee. I'm just trying to make things happen. I don't want anybody to be mad at me or butthurt saying Joe promised. I'm not promising anything, but hang on the line. Let me see. Maybe I can give you the tickets, okay? I got a bunch of people. But hang on, and we'll see if we can. But if not, I hope you and your son have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Now he's going to hate me if they don't get something. I don't know. I'm going to see. Hey, don't hang up on Jeremy on line four. Keep him on there. So, all right, cool. You know what? I still don't know what I'm going to do. So we'll see if somebody gets to take these tickets. But then I feel bad. Like, am I ditching my friends?
You could take, well.
See, I just don't know, Mackenzie, because my buddy Chad and Stacey wouldn't say it. But they're going to be like, oh, Joe just wants to ditch us like his wife. Well, they're a good couple.
Don't care what other people
think. Gotta love hanging out with the Peshes. They never show up. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and if you do care or noticed, I wasn't here yesterday. I have a bunch of vacation days I got to kind of burn through, so I took yesterday off, Mackenzie, and that's why I'm confused. You're saying that I sabotage a show. How can I sabotage a show when I'm not even there?
So it was the Three Amigos. It was myself, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe Money, holding things down yesterday. Great show, lots of fun. So Joseph was like, hey, Kins, I have the day off. Anything you need before I go? And I said, you know, it would be sweet. Could you make a little thing that says just all the information at quick reference, like, you know, obviously our show number, at Joe McKenzie, I mean, things I know, but maybe you don't want to think of, I just want it in front of me. So Joe nicely makes a little sheet, prints it off, cuts it into squares. And this is where you tried to sabotage our entire show yesterday. You put the wrong phone number.
No, I didn't. 833-563-2539. Yeah,
this is what you put. 833-563-2563, which is not our phone number.
Interesting. Okay, it is not sabotage.
You just try to make us sound like idiots.
Well, I mean, I heard part of the show yesterday. I don't know the phone number.
Yesterday was great. And some people called and they're like, something's different and I like it.
Our big boss called me yesterday and he said two things. I apologize for yelling at you about Thriller. Apparently that was a very well listened to show that day. Then he said, hey, what happened to Johnson McKenzie today on the show? It was kind of questionable.
Oops.
That's not true. Oh, that's our boss calling now, saying he's lying. You guys are phenomenal.
Okay, well, I will apologize, even though I did you guys a favor.
You did us dirty.
I did. Well, that's okay. Does anybody think that I did this on purpose? That I really tried to sabotage the show? I'm telling you, I'm a sabotage. 833-563-2539. Or does anybody that knows my true character, the nice, kind soul that I am? That I did this on purpose.
Why did you put the wrong number, though?
I was probably in a hurry trying to get it done. We had a bunch of things to get going. Liv the Web Girls decided to take like 50 days of vacation. I need a new contract because this girl has more vacation days than I do, and I've been doing radio for 16 years.
And, you know, while people are calling, too, you know what else happened while you were gone yesterday?
What?
We got a new thermostat on the wall.
Yes, because we did such an amazing job on the show. They were like, we're going to reward you guys with a new thermostat, and only we have the code to know how to work it.
And well, yesterday it wasn't working. Today it is working. Mackenzie, what's it say? Like, is there a number?
74
degrees.
A balmy island, tropics in here.
Here's my thing. It feels fine. If this is 74, I'm cool with 74.
I know. I don't actually believe it is 74 in here because that's hot for me. I like a straight 70.
You know what bothers me though? That is the best piece of technology that we have in this room is a thermostat. Like it's the newest thing that probably will work more consistently than anything else we have.
I will take note. When we came in this morning, it did say 70. So I don't know if the temperature, like the heat is actually on or if it's just reading the temp in the room right now.
Ooh.
All right. Well, listen, if anybody wants to chime in, you're more than welcome to 833-563-2539. But your accusation of sabotage, I'm telling you, I'm a sabotage. Is false.
Yes. Or have you ever been sabotaged at work? I had a lot of friends actually have been in pageants and other girls would sabotage the other pageant contestants.
Like cut the heel.
like not so much. They put
sweep the heel, Johnny. Sweep the heel.
No, but they would like they'd replace their hairspray with things, or they put like extra butter in their meals that they like.
We're gonna make her fat.
It's ruthless. Girl, I mean,
hey, Fatty McFatter.
Sabotage.
833-563-2539. I know. I can't believe she said that. All right, is it too early to start drinking?
No, no, honey, it's Friday.
All right, let's go buy some liquor. We got to go film mimosas. Our TV show.
Oh, let's do mimosas before TV.
Wait, we actually don't have to buy any. I've got like a six-pack in the refrigerator downstairs.
You do?
I want hard liquor right now.
No, yeah, beers.
No, I don't want beers. I want mimosas.
Good, I'll drink them all.
I want wine, and I want a handsome man to drink it with. I want Chardonnay Charlie.
No.
I want Rosé Rick.
I want to do mimosas.
I want to have mimosas with Michael. Is that what you want?
Do one for Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, Pinot Grigio Pete. Yeah, he's doing great.
Did you do Pinot Merlot?
Hold on.
Merlot, keep going.
Hold on.
Mark.
Hold on. Merlot Mark here.
Does he have a snorting problem?
Ooh, the tannins are so strong in this one.
They're so succulent and fruity.
What about a Riesling?
Ooh, the floral. Oh, Riesling Rick? Yeah, he's doing good. Malbec.
Moscato?
Oh, Moscato Mandy. Watch out. She gets Randy. Okay, I'm dumb. You know this. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening to today's show. You can, of course, check everything out at joeandmackenzies.com. We had to censor the photo that you drew, Pork Chop, but Pork Chop did an illustration for Freak Show Friday about what was his name? Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob was into soaking. I was today years old when I learned what soaking was. And if you want to see exactly what it is, you got to see this illustration that Pork Chop drew.
Yeah. All you have to do is text us, 52140, text JAM, and you can see the R-rated photo that I drew.
Maybe even X-rated.
All right, 18 plus, and I'm not going to have moms yelling at me, what is this soaking you are doing? What do you got going on this weekend, Mackenzie? Any soaking?
I don't know. Time will tell. No. Well, tonight, I do not know. I'm actually going to do a fun girls' night. Woo! With my girl Samantha and see my friends. One of my best friends is moving away, so we're going to have a Sunday fun day together. Can't wait to hang with him. And yeah, I have some FaceTime dates I'm pumped about, and I'm going to do some holiday shopping because I have not started yet.
Ugh.
What about you guys?
Chopsies.
I am at the steakhouse at Sullivan's all day tomorrow and all day Sunday, but I do have tonight off, and I would love to play COD with Joe if you don't do anything tonight.
Call of Duty.
No, I don't know. I know I have people that might be able to use the tickets that I can't go to with Alpha that my wife can't go, but I'm kind of thinking about maybe I do go and just be like a third wheel. I don't know what to do. I'm screwed no matter what I do.
It's from when to when?
I don't know, like 7 or 8?
7 to 9 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Good. Let's play COD after. Let's play COD before. What?
Let's cod it up.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, you guys are cod obsessed.
Then we'll play salmon. Then we'll play tilapia.
If no one goes, Joe, I could bring my friend to your to Elf. Are you going to go? Are you giving me
your
tickets?
I don't know what to do because I want to go. Now you're kind of like, are you sure you don't want to go? Are you sure?
Well, I was peeved at Joe because he's like giving away his tickets to listeners, but then he's like, Mackenzie, do you want these tickets? I'll only charge you $120.
Mackenzie, you do the Andy Moore commercials. You have to be a millionaire.
It's cool. I just want to take my little girl to see Elf, but I would go if I had her this weekend, but she's with her dad.
Meanwhile, Pork Chop's over here like serving up steaks and driving people around with doors that don't stay closed. All right. Well, hey, we have to get out of here. I know the show does have to end, but it never dies. It lives forever at joeandmackenzie.com. All right, you guys want to get out of here?
Yeah, I want to eat this apple.
Yeah, well, you already started, so thanks for that.
Hope it's not poison.
All right. Oh, no. Is there a razor blade in there?
A little worm.
Yeah, okay. Way for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, live the web girl who never works anymore, producer Pork Chop, and our amazing intern, Chloe, who is better than all of us. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.